This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here.
Free Talk Lives Matter.
Indeed. It's Mark with you.
And the captain.
You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. I'll give you the number here. It's 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You can also go to discord.freetalklive.com. That's discord.freetalklive.com to sign up and call in, and you'll sound great that way. But something I've been wanting to talk about here on Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it's we are live from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week. Should you wish to talk, that's the time. So you may be hearing this show, and it is not between 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Fact.
Yeah, in which case, we are not live at that moment.
Yes.
But otherwise, if it's 7 to 10, we are live pretty much every day of the week. And something that we've all been experiencing recently is this COVID-19 thing. So I know the riots cured COVID-19, but
I did see masked rioters, so I don't, you know, it's a bit of an oxymoron at this point.
Right. If the four horsemen of the apocalypse showed up, we wouldn't know because they'd have to wear masks.
Right. Also, I want to mention that the people that are wearing masks, particularly at places of business, like this whole COVID-19 government lockdown bit, has turned everybody into Kenny from South Park, where you can't really understand what he's saying. He's like,
yeah.
I was ordering a sandwich today at a national sandwich chain. I won't mention their name for, you know, they haven't paid us anything, so screw those guys. But I had to reiterate my order, and then she would ask me stuff, and I'd be like, excuse me? And I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't understand what you're saying. Like, it seems to me that nobody cares about the deaf and hard of hearing when it comes to the government lockdown and the COVID-19, because all of the people who, you know, might need Braille or need to read lips to understand what people are saying have been totally discounted in this whole thing. And to me, that seems wrong.
One of my wife's best friends is deaf in one ear and quite close to deaf in another ear.
Yeah.
And she reads lips, and she's very accomplished at it. I mean, nothing stops her from understanding the things I say, but she's looking at my lips when I say them.
Right.
And I can only imagine what it's like for her now in the new masked world.
Yeah, it's got to be odd.
So, yeah, what the thing I want to talk about is kids having to stay home from school.
Oh, right.
Now, I think that this might be a very good idea, right? If you're talking about diseases, the people who are going to spread them around the most are the ones who are probably least concerned about all the dirty particles and the bits and the viruses and the bacteria and all that stuff.
Yeah, the kids don't care.
No, they don't.
They're like, I just want to play. Yeah.
Yeah. And anybody who's sent their kid to nursery school or, you know, government school or private school or any place where the other kids are, you know how what it's like between not sending them and sending them. Because they bring back stuff all the time.
Yep.
So closing down schools was probably a good idea, right? Like, let's not kill off grandma because we're sending the kids to school.
Well, it's a good tactic if, you know, it's warranted.
And as far as it goes, it may be, now we have been keeping my son out of schools for a long time.
But not because of the COVID thing. This is because you have a philosophy of homeschooling, right?
That's true. Now, he has gone to school for a portion of a year.
Okay.
But other than that, it's been homeschooling.
Was that like his choice? Was he like, I want to go for a year?
He does.
Okay.
Yeah, right. And he likes it.
That's cool.
He likes school. But COVID hit.
Right.
You know? And, I mean, you know, yes, when he was staying home from school, I'm like, I like this because he's not bringing home stuff from these
right,
other kids.
Yeah.
You'd know which kid it was, and you'd be like, oh, are you sick? Yeah, well, maybe playing isn't the greatest idea. I don't particularly want to get sick, even if it's not from a deadly pandemic.
Right.
I just don't want to be sick. Thanks. And so the homeschooling had really worked for us. I'm a bit of an expert. I mean, I can't say that I'm, you know, super-duper expert on homeschooling.
Yeah.
But I think that this might be the moment in time, because parents have all had to experience this. What is homeschooling like? At the very least, they know. Most people will say that homeschooling is a superior educational choice.
I feel that way.
Right. I mean, there's very few people that'll say, no, no, you got to send your kid to school for because they're going to get a superior academic education at a government school.
Right.
Especially a government school. Now, maybe you might say that about a private school, but government schools, people generally do not say that about. With a government school, they've got to take everybody, and you got the kids that don't want to be there, and the kids that don't want to be there monopolize the time of the educators, mm-hmm. and the educators can't pay attention to the other kids. And look, I realize that's not every government school out there, but if you look for the lowest performing school for a given grade in a given geographic area, I'm sure that government schools, by and large, are the schools that come out to be the worst.
Well, and isn't it, I think you bring it up frequently, 1 in 4 graduates, so not counting people who dropped out, but 1 in 4 graduates are functionally illiterate.
Just about 1 in 5.
Yeah. 1 in 5. Oh, okay.
Right. In some districts,
so
it's
20%.
Yeah, 19 is the number.
Jeez, man.
In some districts, that's as high as almost 40%. So 2 in 5.
Wow.
Like, that's graduates. It's really important to point that out. These aren't the kids that ended up in prison or dropped out or,
right, yeah.
you know, I don't know,
ran
skipped
away
across
or
the
whatever,
border or
right,
whatever
yeah.
the heck they did.
These know? Guys got certificates and can't read.
Right. And that's pretty tough. Now, look, I'm not here to lambast the government school system. I can do it, and I'm good at it. But really what I'm trying to say is like, look, you know, your kid stayed home. What do you think about that whole experience? What was it like for you? Was it terrible? Because it might have been.
Yeah.
I could imagine it's tough having to stay home from, you know, like work from home and then homeschool from home. Now, I've been doing it most of my life, but my wife stays home, too, and she's a full-time parent. I don't know how to describe that otherwise.
Right.
I mean, she's
yeah.
taking care of the kids. She's, you know, making meals and doing the house and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of curious what it was like for people, because the predictions are that we're going to see a lot more homeschoolers. Already, homeschooling goes up every year by a good number, up to 8%,
yeah.
they say.
I didn't have any in my show prep for the statistics on it, but I have read several articles that indicate that homeschooling, you know, may be, a natural byproduct of the lockdowns, right? And that parents who have experienced it now have been like, oh, really? That's all there is to it? Oh, well, yeah, we can do this full time. No problem.
Well, here's the dirty little secret when it comes to homeschooling. There is no full time.
Right.
Right. I mean, government, forget government. Education institutions are basically babysitting services.
Yes.
Education doesn't take that long, especially
right.
when the kid's ready for that particular instruction.
Right.
So if a kid's ready to learn addition and subtraction, you can teach them addition and subtraction relatively easily with very little time per
yes.
day. You know, consistency's good, but not, you know, they don't need to spend 3 hours per day on addition and subtraction.
Right.
They'll get what they're going to get when they're going to get it. Now, if they're not ready for addition and subtraction, you can pound that square peg through that round hole and get them to learn.
Yeah.
And when they do, they'll have it, but it was a lot of work to get there as opposed to waiting that year later or whatever it would take for them to get it, and then in which case they just suck it right up
right.
and they understand completely. And, you know, that's one of the little tricks of the trade. But mostly when it comes to homeschooling, you can be done in an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. Now, some parents are really, and they want their kid to, you know, go to college at 13.
Right.
And I'm not saying that's not right for some kids. It's just, I mean, you know, if you're going to do that, you're obviously going to have to, shove more instruction into a smaller period of time.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, a lot of education is repeating the thing you did before and then adding on to it. And if you're focusing in one area or another, you can, you know, continue to add faster and faster. And the evidence shows in the studies that homeschooling kids are generally ahead of their regular school peers.
Yeah, I was going to say,
school peers.
For our listeners that don't know, that's generally the case. They test higher in, well, almost every scholastic category of aptitude.
And, now, remember, The first thing people think of homeschooling is they think of socialization and they think of religious nuts.
Right.
Let's address that coming up here.
Okay.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And I am Groot. No, it's the captain.
Thank you, Groot. I just want to tell you about shop.freetalklive.com. At shop.freetalklive, you'll see links like for Walmart and Newegg. Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement, and as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, we're giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. You get listener-only specials there at shop.freetalklive.com without doing anything other than making an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links there. Buy whatever you're going to buy anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Robert calling in from Charleston. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to suggest that you're on the right track there as far as understanding students or children learning, trying to learn. It's much better to do it in a smaller group, even independently, particularly for children that have, like, Asperger's syndrome, because typically if they have ADHD and Asperger's syndrome, they typically have a smattering of this and a smattering of that. And if they're, and in addition to that, if they happen to be gifted children, they get bored, so they drift out. And if they, and if their strongest strength is creativity, then they have a tendency to use that creativity in combination with their brilliance to completely avoid the classroom. Now, they could be out in Bali for all that, and the teacher knows it. And the teacher will say, in my case, she would say, Robert. And, of course, I would always know the answer because I knew that the last 30 seconds of whatever she said are stuck in a short-term memory.
Yeah.
So, and I always knew the answer. So, you see, she couldn't say anything. All she could do was say, and very weakly I could hear her say something like this. In other words, damn, I can't say anything because he got the answer. But, and if you have tutoring, that's not going to happen because the person who's tutoring you knows exactly what your situation is and exactly where you are. And it's geared especially to you. And you can move so much faster, especially for gifted children, because the gifted children are going to be bored stiff and they're going to be out in Bali land for sure. And they're just wasting their time, really, in that kind of a classroom situation.
Yeah, I think that most kids have some specialized learning needs, right? Like, it would be difficult to say that children aren't unique, right? Nobody wants to hear that.
Right.
Yes.
And whereas any school, public, private, it doesn't make a difference, they must... You know, design the education. If there were three kids in the classroom, you have to design an educational plan for three different kids. But with a parent, they can step down for each kid, and they can say, "Okay, we know where we're at." And I mean, who knows them better than the parent?
Yeah,
exactly.
Also, the things is a lot of people believe that they need to be excellent educators in order to, you know, do well with their kids.
That's not true.
Yeah, by elementary, all you're looking for is reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, middle school, I don't know. I really can't figure out what they're trying to achieve in middle school other than trying to avoid the kids getting criminal records. And then high school, things go in a whole bunch of different directions. But I'll say this about my high school. The only reality that I use from high school is typing. And it was an elective.
Yeah. You bring up an interesting thing, Mark, about design. And before the Prussian school system, which is what is currently known as the public education system or the government education system here in the United States, before that was instituted, schools were largely run by communities.
Yep.
And they did really interesting things that actually assisted with individuals or individual needs when it came to learning. They had mixed grade classes. They didn't separate everybody by grade. If you were in a community and there were only two first graders, you went to class with second, third, fourth, fifth, all the way up to eighth, ninth, tenth graders.
Sometimes.
And what they would do is they would use the older kids to teach the younger kids. So if one kid showed an aptitude that was ahead of the rest of his, quote, class, unquote, they would pair them with, like, an older kid for one-on-one tutorial stuff. And this created relationships between the children. It really did more for socializing than the government school system does now.
I've never worked in an office where we were all 49 years old.
Right.
You know, like, and not one time has that occurred. So I'm not sure what grade level is intended to achieve.
So
I get it to some extent.
So by design, you bring up the thing about design. The Prussian school system is not designed to educate children individually. What it is designed for is to educate factory workers on how to pull the levers and run the machinery in a very short period of time. This is where the whole rows of desks come from. This is where the bells come from, the classes, all that kind of stuff. It's designed to train obedient workers quickly. That's all it is designed to do, and that's the outcome that you get.
It's certainly an institution. Robert?
Yes, don't think that the system is that specific. I mean, I don't believe for a second, maybe you see it that way, but I don't believe for a second that my teachers were doing this because of state control or something like that. They, in those days, when I went to school, there was no, it hadn't developed to that.
I would agree with you on that, that things, back then tended to be a little different, but now teachers really don't even have that much latitude. Every time I talk to a teacher, they complain. No Child Left Behind is one of the first things out of their mouths. Common Core is one of the next ones out of their mouths.
It has changed, but it certainly was a state-based education system that was mandated by the state. The curriculum has always been mandated by the organization known as the state.
May be true, but the other thing is, don't forget that the teacher has to, in addition to that, now that may be true in terms of the general content, and even in those days, you're right, for sure, but the other thing is that the teacher has to make sure that he or she changes the type of teaching, in other words, the angle, and also the direction from which it's coming, kind of, and then also the teacher has to make it fun, and it has to be a little competitive, too, and all that has to be mixed, and otherwise, because of the different learning styles of the children, you appeal to one learning style and then to another learning style and then to another learning style, where one is more emotion-oriented, one is more theoretically oriented.
If it isn't fun, they're not going to learn, and that's for the truth, Robert. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Well, and let's go to Jerome, calling from South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just want to mention this thing about Drew Brees saying that he would never support someone that disrespects the flag. Did Trump disrespect the flag when he said that McCain was not a hero because he was captured? Okay, is that disrespecting the flag? Disrespecting the flag?
Jerome, did you say Drew Brees?
NFL
quarterback for the New Orleans Saints.
Okay, thanks for letting me know. I think he apologized for that statement, too, to some extent, if it was taken out of context or whatever. After he took a lot of heat, yeah. So what I would say is that I think that McCain probably had the little leg up on Trump as far as patriotism goes, but...
little leg up?
Well... Whatever. I don't know. I don't like patriotism. To me, but patriotism is, Jerome, is liars and thieves hiding behind a flag.
Yeah.
I just want to know,
Jerome.
Jerome.
Okay.
No, I just wanted to say, how is it that Trump supporters, they're so patriotic, and yet they stand behind a guy that has five deferments because of his daddy's money, and he's talking about making America great again? Isn't a part of making America great again is when America calls on you to serve, you say, here I am. Hey, I volunteered. I didn't get drafted, okay? When I was 17 years old, I woke up one day and I told my mother, I'm joining the military, you know? Y'all can get behind me or y'all get out the way, because when I make up my mind to do something, I'm going to do it.
And thank you for the call, Jerome. Appreciate
it.
I find it difficult to believe that a piece of cloth has feelings.
Free Talk Live.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The funeral for George Floyd was a peaceful event with no protesters allowed. The service happened in West Fayetteville, North Carolina. Diana Shipp, a relative of the Floyd family, gave strong words of comfort to his family and his supporters.
Please remember that God's grace is sufficient. God's love is comfort in sadness. Peace in weariness, healing in despair.
Floyd's uncle, Isaac Floyd, dedicated a brief second to talk with his family.
Just let you know, that's my brother's son. That's my nephew lying there. And my whole family is with me. Not all, everybody, but just about everybody is here. John Giant, Terrence and Bridget, I love you so much.
This is USA Radio News. The country is bracing for reopening amid the coronavirus pandemic. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is discussing the guidelines for phase one of the reopening of New York City's economy.
It's construction, it's manufacturing, it's curbside pickup. Pursuant to these rules, curbside pickup, in-store pickup where curbside is not practical. They're prearranged, you're not there to browse and shop, social distancing, construction and manufacturing, masks must be worn.
Phase one reopening starts on Monday. And following the successful jobs report for May, U.S. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia is discussing how the Trump administration can maintain its success and help minority communities.
The policies that brought us that, free markets, free people, that needs to stay at the top of the agenda when we talk about continuing to help those communities.
In May, the unemployment rate dropped from 14.7% to 13.3%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. You can talk about homeschooling, which is what we're talking about right now.
Indeed.
A lot of parents in the United States just got a taste of what homeschooling's like. How was your 60-day trial of homeschooling? And Jerome called in to do his little Democrats are better than Republicans shtick, and that's cool, too, if that's what you want to do. Intercoin's team has spent the last decade helping communities release apps to unite their members and coordinate social activity. Now communities can release currencies to coordinate economic activity, too. They represent a soft but voluntary power encouraging people to spend the currency on local goods and services that accept it, or to support the community with small fees when cashing out unused coins. Towns already do this to battle globalism, and festivals can create an extended online community that transacts on their own year-round. And that's incredibly valuable. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the Internet and here in the real world, and we think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important that FTL has accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin, Inc. for advertising. And if you think freedom's important, too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. The CEO of Intercoin actually stayed at my house for the last 3 days, and so I'm really figuring out what's going on here with Intercoin.
Yeah, I saw him, heard him on the show.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. That's spelled with an I, I-N-T-E-R, intercoin.org. Let's go to the phones. This, by the way, is the Discord line that I mentioned earlier, and note how good it sounds. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
So I wanted to talk about the divide and rule concept and how we need to all be on guard against that. If you're looking at your own Facebook page and it looks anything like mine or your feed, you're going to see a lot of whining by reopeners against Black Lives Matter and vice versa.
And then there's people just, taking shots at both of them.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's, the early stages probably of the government trying to do what it did with the Tea Party and Occupy, turn them against each other, try and get people fighting each other. No matter how bad a protester is, they have to be pretty bad to be worse than the government, right? I mean, they have to basically burn down a building every week or two to compare to what a bureaucrat, the damage that a bureaucrat is doing by sucking up all the tax dollars from the people. So it's just, it's important to focus on the institution that's taking the money away from us, not the ones that are just out protesting.
Right. The basic strategy here is you've got one group carrying torches and another group carrying pitchforks. And, the politician is sitting with his advisors going, oh my gosh, what am I going to do about these two groups with pitchforks and torches? And the advisor says to him, look, you don't need to worry about it. All you need to do is convince the torch people that the pitchfork people are trying to take their torches away, and the pitchfork people that the torch people are trying to take their pitchforks away.
Yeah, that's what government does. Government divides, yes. Especially the democratic sort of government. Any government needs an enemy. Mm-hmm. Usually it's not going to pick an enemy within, but sometimes it does. But a democratic government basically needs to create two teams at the very least. Mm-hmm. And if your team isn't that great, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sure which crooked old pervert is your favorite.
White.
But he sucks.
Crooked old white pervert.
Well, I have nothing, no particular problem with them based on their ethnicity, but you're correct. Yeah. They both appear to be Caucasian, and like they're remarkably similar. If you think yours is better, that's great, but just understand that in all likelihood, this is the game, and this is how it works. Dave?
Nothing to add.
Thank you for the call.
He did sound awesome.
Yeah, it's that's what happens when you use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com. That's discord.freetalklive.com. So, I said we were going to talk about homeschooling, and specifically about, a lot of people say that homeschooling, the big problem is religious stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so, oh my God, they're a bunch of fundamentalists, or whatever the term is. We homeschooled my son for years. And homeschooled him recently. He was in school this year, but like everybody's kid, he came home, and he's getting homeschooled over the summer. So, in my opinion, everybody's homeschooled.
Yes.
You just don't realize it.
Right.
If you're not taking responsibility for your kid's education, then likely your kid's going to be one of those ones that the government schools graduate at a 20% rate. They're functionally illiterate.
It's possible.
It certainly could happen. You've got no one to blame because the government isn't responsible. They may take responsibility. They love getting responsibility. But, working for the government means you never have to say you're sorry.
Yeah.
And, that's how it goes. So I've looked this up, and the desire to provide religious instruction does seem to be strong in the homeschooling community. But it's diminishing greatly. It's gone from about 65% to about 50% of people who claim that this was one of the things that they wanted. And for the people that said that the most important reason that they homeschooled, so there's, reasons you homeschool,
mm-hmm,
and the most important reason you homeschool.
Okay.
The reason I homeschooled was because I believe that parents can provide a more custom educational experience.
Yes.
The desire to provide religious instruction is at 16%.
Okay.
So not the highest number in the world. And, if that was your biggest thing, you'd probably send them to a religious school anyway.
Right.
So, this seems to be one of the arguments against homeschooling. The other one is socialization. I really just believe that this is, basically something we've been trained to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because homeschooling kids don't just stay at home. They go to parks to play,
yes,
with other kids. like recess.
Yes.
They, and by the way, government school doesn't do recess the way we did recess when we were kids. In many cases, these kids are getting very little to no recess anymore. And that's a shame.
I'm not aware of that, but
it's the truth.
I obviously don't have any kids either, so.
It's the truth.
I like.
I was getting recess in middle school.
Yeah.
Now, we'd go out and play football. There weren't.
Yeah, recess was my favorite class, if you will.
But that's, it's not happening like it used to happen. Now, in many, the number, 855-450-3733, it's 855-450-FREE. If you've got a kid in elementary school and they're not getting recess or getting less recess than you got, I'd be interested in knowing about it.
I like the some of the charter schools that I've read about. Their approach to education is to allow the kids to find something that they're naturally inclined, naturally interested in, and then use that interest to teach them, well, everything else.
Right. Well, right? That's how you have to do it.
So because if a kid looks around a room, picks up a guitar, okay, well, guess what? You need to know reading. You need to know some math, right? You need to have some physical dexterity, aptitude that you develop, right?
You've got to be able to read words.
And so within that natural inclination, anybody can learn, you know, the basics and everything else within that. Within that, you can learn history, right? The history of music, the history of the guitar. You can learn construction. You can learn philosophy. You can learn all sorts of things. But it's really the child's natural inclinations that drive education. If you're not interested in a thing, you're not going to learn.
My son loves history. I love history. But I've got to say that history is probably not the most important subject. I mean, you know, you can read history once you learn to read,
yeah.
You know, so you need a foundation there. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting and gets the kids to listen, and maybe they should know some important dates. Right now we're working on some presidential flashcards at my house. It's cool to know the last, several presidents or something like that. But he knows more about presidents than I do. Who's the 26th president? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know? I'm lucky to know the ones from 39 on up. The number's 855-450-3733. We'll get your calls, too. You call 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. Or use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com. I'm going to have history teachers calling in and berating me.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to smokybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And the captain.
The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. For those of you who know anything about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, you probably know that it was created just after the sort of the Great Recession. It was created in response to the Great Recession, all the monetary problems, the banks that were too big to fail, the irresponsibility in Washington and Wall Street and these sorts of things. You know, there was protests all across America, but somebody, Satoshi Nakamoto may be that person, is that person, but we don't know. It's clearly a pseudonym.
He was motivated by the dumpster fire that was the, well the economy.
And, well, maybe we're going back into a recession. I'm not saying we are. I don't want to make that the claim. I don't want a recession more than anybody doesn't want one. Believe me, advertising is it's a leading indicator.
I certainly don't want one, but, you know.
But Bitcoin, it will probably do well, will most likely do well in the coming recession, if that's the case. And you need to find out more. Do you know what Bitcoin Cash is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you don't, you need to find out at Bitcoin.com. Go to Bitcoin.com. You can get all the latest news there. If you don't know anything, go to Bitcoin.com and click Getting Started. Just Getting Started, and you will find out with a course of, I think it's five one-minute videos or something like that, you'll find out everything there is to know about Bitcoin. And you can share those videos with your friends and family so they know. Because I'm just thinking this is important. Let's go to Ron calling in from Daytona Beach, Florida. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, I wanted to hear you. I was hoping I wasn't over-modulating or distorting.
You're modulated a little bit. But
okay, I'll keep the tone down somewhat.
Okay.
But anyhow, I was calling to make a comment about the in-home, I guess, schooling or,
yep,
or teaching or learning. First of all, the people who are probably who are going to be a parent or a guardian or whomever, first of all, they have to know more than the kid or the child. And hopefully they have more education than the kid. And that, and I'm not trying to be, a comedian, but I hope that they have an above education themselves and that they can instill the value in the child or the kid. And like you guys mentioned before, and you do a great job, you have to make learning fun. You have to make learning fun, and the kid has to be ambitious and eager, willing to want to learn.
What I found is that especially young kids, the younger the more this is true, the younger they are, the more they want to learn. They may want to learn about something that you don't want them to learn about necessarily.
Yeah.
For instance, my son would like to learn more about Minecraft right now. So I have to use that as an incentive to get him to learn about things that I find to be more important. But they're always trying to suck up that energy. But I agree with you. Fun, it's hard for a parent to be fun because you're there day in and day out, and you've got to step away inside your mind, step back for a second, and say, "All right, we're gonna make this as fun as we can."
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I want to say it briefly. I don't want to take too much of your time, even though I know you probably got two more hours. I'm 60 years old. When I grew up in the 60s. Born in 59, I'll give you all necessary, give you all the drink. When I grew up, the teachers made learning fun. And I have seven other siblings. Four of us are the eight, we're college graduates. We thank God. My dad raised seven of us. And my mom was always there too, behind my dad. We were going to go to school. Now, I'm just kind of like, I got off it a little bit, but in the home, it's a good idea, but only thing I'm saying, give them some motivation and give them some, give them a push, you know, not necessarily push them out the door, so to speak, but give them a drive and determination and make it fun learning. You guys do a great job, and I'm listening all the time, and have a great night.
Thanks for the call,
thanks, Ron. The only thing I wanted to say is that I might slightly disagree with something that Ron said.
Really?
Well, he said that in order for children to be taught a thing, the person doing the teaching must know more than the child. And I slightly disagree with that. And I say slightly because I haven't quite worked through it in my mind yet. But take something like sports, right? Can a coach throw a football as far as, you know, the guy playing quarterback? No. The coaches don't have to be able to do the thing to teach the thing, right? And I think the same thing kind of applies, right? The person doing the teaching needs to be able to guide that person appropriately on their learning journey, but they don't necessarily need to know more about, well, any specific topic.
I might give that to you. So there are certainly instances where I'm learning with Jack. He got really into the planets and solar systems. And to some extent stars and those sorts of things after that. I don't know. I didn't know that most of this stuff.
A little weak on astronomy, right? Yeah.
Right. I mean, sure. I can't name the 47 different moons of Saturn, whatever. I'm sorry if I've got that wrong, astronomers. But Jack was working on it. You know, like he could talk intelligently about Europa and places like this. I didn't know that much about.
Were you able to guide him successfully through his learning journey about this topic?
Yeah, it all worked out.
Yeah.
So, but I think that Ron, what Ron's main point was, is two parents at home and at least one of them setting expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be hugely powerful.
And again, slightly disagree. And I only say that because I think you do need to be a good coach to guide somebody on the journey of learning.
Let's go to Alex calling in from Myrtle Beach. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, beautiful day down here with my dogs running around out in the country by a pond and lake. And I heard Jerome, and just quickly by Jerome, never hear Jerome. He's also a caller celebrity on the sports shows down here.
He said he got banned from some station or another. Free Talk Live, we try not to do that. And Jerome has always brings a different opinion to the table than I've got. And, you know, I'm glad to have him. It's fine.
Yeah, well, there's two sports shows, one he's banned, one he's not. But anyway, your topic, your topic really hit a nerve with that. Quickly, I'll get to this quickly. I went through a lot of different public schools. My father was a professional. Private Pat always had financial problems, always went to public schools, different ones, move around. Never, I would say not really good schools, but they're public, and maybe occasional private, but not a good one. Up until my first year of high school, I was always going to different schools. And then, quick story short, I ended up going to a major university, a good school. I didn't really want to do like anybody. I went to college. My father got me in, basically. And then I changed my major three or four times. I said, well, I wanted to get into business school. And getting to be at the business administration where you have to take the, college algebra, and then you had to take calculus for business administration social studies too. But anyway, I went through these. Long story short, I was also working at the same time. So, the teacher I got, someone recommended this guy who's a high school teacher, a local high school teacher who taught at night. So I took this class to taught at night. And long story short, I could never do fractions, anything, all kind of math. I could never do growing up. And I went to a good high school, actually.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good high school.
Fractions are awful. They don't do them in Europe.
I thought it was a good high school in California. My parents were both, so I went to Southern California, and their teachers would teach me nothing. So I always thought it was bad math. So anyway, this teacher, so I went to, I took to, the first class, college algebra, and then he started from the ground up. 1 + 1, 2. What's 2 to the third power? 2 to the fourth power. 1/4. 4/1. How do you subtract and divide fractions? How do you multiply decimals? 0.01, 0.00, and he explained it. And then I took the calculus the next semester, and I got B+. I got both of them before the end. And I found I'm good at math. And actually, to be honest, I had an uncle who was a pilot in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm. And you had to be good at math, right?
Yeah, I always thought I was bad at math. My parents never took any interest in my learning. Both my parents went to college, and they never took any interest in my learning at all, ever.
Well, what you're pointing out here, Alex, is that, you know, an excellent teacher, or one of these really high-level teachers, they are giants in their field.
Yes.
There's a lot of people out there in every field that are just pikers doing the thing, right? But these ones that can really, really do it, they stick out in our minds. They're so important to us, and it's great. Thank you for the call, Alex. Do appreciate it. The number, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. I'm surprised you'd need calculus for business, though. I'm just, you know, what would you use?
I say this all the time, but when I went to school, my teachers told me, you can't rely on the calculator because you'll never be able to carry a calculator with you wherever you go, so you need to learn this. And then it turns out technology has provided me with this device.
I do carry a calculator in my pocket every day.
I'd like to point out, Ms. Kane, that I do, in fact, do
that. Yeah, same to you, Ms. Seacard. I love you, but you were just wrong on this one. Sine, cosine, and tangent. I remember the song she taught us in trigonometry.
The nerds proved you wrong.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.